This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Well, we're lucky enough today to have a couple Lewisburg guests. Earlier today, we talked about the Lewisburg Children's Museum. Now we're going to find out about Lewisburg's participation in an upcoming climate strike. Now, we haven't talked too much about this, but we are going to right now. Kurt Nelson is here. He happens to be the Director of Religious and Spiritual Life and a chaplain for the Protestant community at Bucknell University. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Mark. We really appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you. This is my speciality. I love doing this. And we're so blessed today. Your daughter's available before school. So Lillian here, who's 7 years old, get closer to the mic. Yep, there you go. Good morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Are you seven?
Yeah, well, practically seven. 2 weeks.
Oh, you're going to be seven,
yeah,
shortly.
Yeah, I told you seven, but
all right,
almost
and,
there.
Well, and if we'd have waited a week or two, you'd have been right. Yeah. So, and where do you go to school?
Kelly Elementary.
Up in Lewisburg, all right. And what grade are you in?
Second.
All right, second grade. Well, fabulous. All right, well, I'm very glad that you're here. We're going to move this interview along rapidly, and we'll have you at school at the normal time, so you're not going to miss any school.
Not today.
No. Nope.
A week from Friday, you're going to miss some school, though, aren't you?
What do you mean? Yeah, Friday.
Right, it was
but
this
that's
Friday.
In the afternoon, not in the
that's
morning.
That's true, you're right. It's in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's this Friday.
Friday.
Right? Yeah, this Friday.
That's
not
right.
A week from
Friday. Friday the 20th, yes.
This very
me.
Friday. All right. Yes. So, climate strike. Kurt, you're one of the organizers around here. The Green New Deal in Lewisburg helped get the ball rolling. Tell us about the climate strike.
Yes, indeed. So, at last count, there were about 700 planned in North America. And on Friday the 20th, we're going to take kids out of school. We're going to leave our jobs. We're going to gather locally, 11:30 at Bucknell and outside the post office right in downtown Lewisburg. And then we're going to march to Huffnagel Park about 12:15 to talk, build community, and show that we care about all the things that are happening to our atmosphere right now.
And how will this help? I think you're going to get a lot of people at this rally Friday who agree with you. So you have them on board.
Right. So this is symbolic action. We want to build connection and see who's out there who cares. But especially the climate strike this time is focused on amplifying youth voices. So we're going to hear from high school students. We're going to hear from college students. And we're going to hear from Lillian and some other young folks about what they think about the future that they stand to inherit with the way that we're changing the climate right now.
And Lillian, on Friday, you get to talk a little bit. Explain what you're going to say on Friday.
So, our columns are, well, I made columns about, like, listen to, enjoy, be ready to help so that we can change climate.
Okay, so you're trying to be sort of part of the solution, and you're going to offer a prayer?
Yes.
Yeah, Lillian will offer the closing prayer, focused on listening and enjoying the earth and being ready to help.
Does that sound about right?
Yep.
Do you know what you're going to say yet?
Yes. I'm still working on writing it down.
What might be in it? What might it sound like?
So...
What sorts of things do you want people to be listening to, for instance?
Scientists. Earth. Nature. Stuff like that.
Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, fabulous. That's a great prayer. I can't wait to hear it. It is a climate strike that's coming up this Friday in Lewisburg. By way of details, it's going to be starting at 11:30 a.m. in front of Bertrand Library on the quad at Bucknell University. Then folks will rally and march to Kidsburg, and they'll end up in Huffnagel Park at some point. And then there'll be more speeches and remarks.
That'll be where the main talking. We'll gather folks at Bucknell and get people ready to march, and then the poetry, song, and a few speeches from young people down at the park. Yeah.
And who's on board with this? Explain that. This isn't just a couple of folks from the Green New Deal.
Yeah, right. So Office of Religious and Spiritual Life at Bucknell is helping co-sponsor Beaver Street Memorial Church, Green New Deal, Climate Reality Project. Those are the main organizers these days, and then lots of folks have come along. Lots of Bucknell students have been involved. There's organizers at the high school. There'll be likely a symbolic action at the middle school, so really trying to get the youth involved and amplify their voices and share about their future.
And you're going to miss a little bit of school for this?
Yes.
On Friday. Do you know anybody else who's going to miss school?
No.
Hopefully they're listening to your radio program right now and will be inspired to come join us.
All right, yeah, so this will be hopefully...
I might tell my classmates so that they can, if they want to, they can tell their parents to get them out of school on Friday.
Mm-hmm. And we think it's important. We think business as usual is not going to work, and so we want to help inspire people to get involved.
Lillian, what are you going to tell your classmates?
So, I might do it, but then I guess... that maybe...
Well, you have to be careful at school. You can't tell students to do the wrong thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So why is this the right fit for the Office of Religious Affairs to be associated with this?
Sure. I mean, I should point out, of course, that I'm not speaking on behalf of Bucknell, but as a private citizen. But our office is involved, I think, for three main reasons. First, I think we're called to be stewards of the earth. I think we recognize that we don't own this thing, but that we're meant to take care of it. Second, I think we know that we have a deep spiritual connection to nature and the earth. I think we experience that when we see sunsets or sunrises, when we're walking in the woods, when we're paddling on the river, when we've been watching monarch butterflies in our backyard this summer, right? And that's a special thing, that there's something deep that connects us to that. And then third, I think, is a question of justice. There are people in the world that are already suffering from the ill effects of our changing climate. Hurricanes are getting more powerful. Floods are getting more frequent. Droughts are getting more frequent. And that we are really meant to stand up for those who don't have a voice, who don't have the life that they want to be living right now, or whose lives are endangered by the changing temperatures and atmosphere. And so we're called to be seekers of justice.
And as stewards of the earth, aren't we just supposed to dominate, dig, destroy, drill?
No, I don't think so, right?
No?
I think that word... that gets translated as dominion in Genesis chapter 1 really should be translated as steward, right? That this is a gift that we've been given, and that we're meant to preserve that gift for ourselves, for our enjoyment, for future generations, and especially for the people in the world and species in the world who are having a tough time right now.
Where can we get more information about the climate strike and the folks involved? Where does one turn for this?
Facebook's a great place to go. You'll find an event on there, or you can look for the national website is climatestrike.net, and you'll see us on there as a listed source, along with some 700 other gatherings all around the country in North America and around the world.
All right, and the Sierra Club is involved in this, Beaver Memorial Church, mm-hmm. So you have another faith community that's involved, and others that aren't named among the listed organizers here. 350.org is among the and global organizations that are helping with this, and this is a nonviolent event, the Global Climate Strike. We'll have a Lewisburg observance. We're going to find out more about this tomorrow. We'll have another set of guests to kind of dig into the whys and what fors associated with this. What is the message that you wish to send to the community about global warming and climate change?
How about you, Lillian? You want to answer that question?
Yeah, what's the message we want to send? Move real close to the mic and tell us, please.
So, what I'm going to say is that the more people we get to do this, the more we can change.
Mm-hmm. And if we don't change, we don't know what's going to happen. Right.
Yes.
As the temperatures get warmer, as we approach that 1.5 degrees, 2 degrees Celsius above global average temperatures, then we don't know what's going to happen. Right. The risks are immense, and we want to preserve life for our future generations. We want to care more about their thriving, their success, than short-term profits. And so we need to change the way we do business.
Lillian, what else do you want to tell us today? What else can you say? Anything about what you think's going to happen Friday?
Let's see.
A rare point where she's not talking, I'll bet.
Let's see.
Are you excited to march?
Yes.
Or how do you feel about talking?
A little nervous.
A little nervous.
Yeah. Were you nervous coming on the radio today?
Yeah. I bet.
Mark's pretty nice guy, though, isn't he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So far.
So far, so good.
Plus, yeah. We have stuff to give away.
That's right. You got a journal. That you makes got some magnets. Pretty exciting day.
Makes the grown-ups happy, and the kids are okay with it, too. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Well, we're just about out of time. Mark, an additional comment. Or Kurt, please, an additional comment here today.
We're excited that so many local folks have been involved. We would love to see faith communities turn out. Parents, we think this is important for our kids. And if you feel like signing your kids out of school and joining us downtown Lewisburg Friday at noon, we would love to see you. You can join us at Bucknell. You can join us downtown. You can join us at the post office. There'll be song. There'll be poetry. And we really want to hear from our youth what they think about the world that they're about to inherit from us.
And we're going
to
hear a prayer from Lily.
That's right.
Yes.
Your debut, saying prayers in public, right?
Uh-huh.
Pretty exciting.
Wow, that'll be great. Kurt Nelson's Director of Religious and Spiritual Life at Bucknell University and Chaplain for the Protestant Community at Bucknell, and one of the planners for the upcoming climate strike this Friday, 11:30 on the quad at Bucknell, then moving to Hoofnagle Park. By the time you get to, you'll be in Hoofnagle Park by 12:30 or so?
That's right, 12:15, 12:30, yep.
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. So that's
and some folks will be coming from the post office as well, if you're more comfortable meeting downtown, walking over from that place.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, fabulous. So they're converging on Hoofnagle Park.
That's exactly right.
And Lillian will be there, age 7. Super duper. She'll still be 6 by then, but she's going to be 7 very soon. And she's a super duper second grader at the Kelly Elementary School in the Lewisburg Area School District. And she's going to offer the closing prayer. Thank you so much for coming in, Lillian.
You're welcome.
We do appreciate it. And thank you, Kurt.
Thanks so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
You bet.